I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Forrest Roberts Theater and the Northern Michigan University Theater Department are presenting The Secret Garden on campus. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Dorsey Sprowls, who plays Ben, and Carly Bellick, who plays Alice in the production, to find out more.
The Secret Garden is based on the book, The Secret Garden, and it's kind of a haunting love story. It's beautiful, beautiful music. It's something that definitely tugs on the heartstrings and also makes you very into the music.
Now, we were talking, I overheard you just before we went on the air, that for you, Carly, you were kind of familiar with the story. You knew about it. But for you, Dorsey, maybe you weren't quite so familiar with it. What's your perspective on the show?
Well, again, this is like my very first time just looking through The Secret Garden. I knew a little bit about it. When I found out that we did it, I like read the Wikipedia article. I listened to the Broadway cast recording on the internet. I think it's really cool. It's got a lot of different elements that I wouldn't have expected from it, from listening to the musical, because it's a lot of it is kind of like a ghost story. A lot of the chorus members are ghosts of all of these people that the main character Mary knew in her previous life. Basically, the setup is Mary is in India during this great cholera epidemic, and her entire family and friends die, and so she's shipped off to her uncle's house.
Which is always a great setup for a musical.
Really lighthearted,
But then it goes from there, and it tells these great stories and makes for an entertaining evening. Yeah. What's that been like, Carly, for you, knowing this production somewhat or knowing the story of it and coming in to do it? And then, Dorsey, I'll flip that around with you in just a second in terms of not knowing it. But, Carly, what's that been like for you?
Well, reading the book and seeing the movie, you get your own idea of how it is in your head. And it's completely different on stage because you have to fill the space with more people and more life. And it's really taken on a thing of its own. It's awesome. I love being on stage with it.
Now, you mentioned that the director is Shelley Russell, and that can always lead to some things. She always likes to put her stamp on things.
Yes, she does.
What has she done to it that makes it a little interesting for you?
For me?
Yeah.
She has definitely turned more of it into like a haunting ghost story, like we keep saying about the whole ghosts, because most of the cast is dead.
but they're doing well.
Yes, but we're fine.
Now, Dorsey, you mentioned that you weren't that terribly familiar with it. What's that? How does that work for you to do this as you portray Ben in the production and Carly portrays Alice? But Dorsey, what is that like for you to come in to do a production like this that has a known following, but you didn't maybe know or weren't so familiar with it?
Well, one of the biggest challenges in putting on a show is you always kind of have to put your own spin on it. And so if you don't know the show super well and you're not entirely sure about what it all is at the very beginning, I feel like it kind of put me at a little bit of an advantage to make sure that what I was doing was entirely my own and not something that was exactly like a movie or exactly like a book or exactly like the Broadway production. So I feel like I could put more of myself into this role. So,
and be able to do a little something with it yourself. That's good. Walt Lindelow in the studio this morning with Dorsey Sprowls. He portrays or plays Ben, and Carly Bellick, who plays Alice in The Secret Garden at Northern Michigan University through the Forrest Roberts Theater and the theater program there. Let's talk about that. The production is getting going here fairly soon. What are the details on when and where?
Well, our show dates are April 6th through the 9th at 7:30 p.m. That's Wednesday through Saturday night. And we also have a Saturday afternoon matinee at 1 p.m.
Now, the production is happening where? Because I know some of them have been in different locations because of projects at the theater.
Nope, it's happening at the Forrest Roberts Theater. We haven't been able to have a lot of shows there in the past year because we had to redo our lighting system. So that's finally done. And we're wrapping up with all of the extra stuff that was around there. But it's going to be brand new lights. Everything's going to be nice and pretty.
You're going to make a nice production then.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Carly, how big is the cast of this? This is a pretty pretty good-sized cast on it, isn't it?
It is a pretty big cast. There are ensembles. There's ensemble numbers So it is fairly large, but it is a lot of fun to work with. And we do have children in the cast as well.
So many different ages and probably about a couple dozen or so in the cast itself. Somewhere.
Right. Exactly. A couple dozen. We have 24 people.
So yes. Let's tell them a little bit then about the show. Family friendly. Bring the kids if you want to, because it is of that ilk. But the details one more time, where and when, and then how can folks get tickets?
Folks can get tickets online at Easy Tickets or through Northern Michigan University. You can also go to the box office or to the Dome, mm-hmm. anywhere that NMU sells tickets mm-hmm. and purchase tickets.
And the production run is when?
April 6th through the 9th.
April 6th through the 9th at the Forrest Roberts Theater. That's key because I know they've done some things in the mm-hmm. Black Box Theater and some other locations over the last couple of shows. Well, I wish you to break a leg and have some fun with this. The Secret Garden is running at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Again, April 6th through the 9th. 6th through the 9th. Dorsey Sproul's with us this morning. He plays Ben, and Carly Bellick, who plays Alice in The Secret Garden. Thanks for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.